Well, you know, if you just want to think about a resort right now, the owners, they're getting ready. It's typically a family running these, and they're raking the beach, putting in the docks, the water toys, tuning up the boat motors.
Well, oh, for heaven's sakes, it didn't take that long to get here. Oh, will you please just settle down?
Mom,
oh, honest to goodness, what have you been doing? Well, Frank, for heaven's sakes, that's why you don't order the jumbo slushy. I swear, Frank, you've got a bladder like a chipmunk.
Yes, dear.
Excuse me, sir. Are you Mr. Johnson? We're the Dolans. I'm Kathy. I called last week to make a reservation.
Well, yes. I thought you were a prank call.
Oh, no. We're real. We're from an inner ring suburb of the Twin Cities. I tell you which one. But the point is, we can't afford your summer rates. This is my husband, Frank.
Yeah. I work for the DNR.
In the suburbs.
He has a highly specialized job.
You'd be surprised how many tomcats get caught in the air ducts at the outlet stores.
You know what first happens?
And this is my daughter, Lindsay.
I'm very cold.
Oh, it's a little nippy, sure, but we've got each other, and what I'm sure will be a very affordable rate for our cabin, right, Mr. Johnson?
Well, as you can see, the ice is still on the lake. Our cabins don't even have any heat. All our amenities are encrusted in a thick layer of ice, so I could not in good conscience charge you for staying here.
That's what I'm talking about! That's how you get the 4 stars on the internet. I knew I picked a winner. Frank, get the bags!
Yes, dear.
I can't believe you're doing this, Mom.
You'll thank me later when I pay half of your tuition at that college we found on the internet.
Which college?
That one in Oklahoma.
Fort Sill? That was the Army, Mom.
It'll be good for you, honey. It's the only college where they pay you.
It's not a college. Besides, I'm interested in fashion design.
Oh, I'm sure they'll need some fashion around the fort, dear. You could design purses for your friends that match their camouflage. You could even sell them on Etsy.
There are no purses in the Army, Mom.
Well, not once you sell them.
You know, do you have firewood? I think you'll need a fire to stay alive through the night.
I already thought of that, Chief. Frank, bring in the firewood from the back of the van.
Yes, dear.
We've been looking forward to this trip for a long time. It's beautiful up here, very picturesque. And I love, love, love the name of this lake.
Thrifty Lake is a popular destination.
Oh, good. Here comes the firewood.
It's more awkward than it is heavy.
Folks, this is a piano.
I know, right? We saw a show on public television about how to heat your home with a piano for practically nothing. Looked like a great idea.
Mom, that was the movie Billy Elliot. It was a very sad scene.
Well, anyway, that family must have had a frugal mom like me.
The mom in that family died. It was her piano.
Oh, my, well. That's why I don't own a piano.
You own this piano.
Owned? Looks like firewood to me, dear. Frank, get chopping.
Yes, dear. Sure thing. You know, this works out great. DNR regulations prohibit the transportation of firewood on account of the threat of contamination by the emerald ash borer. No emerald ash borer in this piano. That's for dang sure.
Well, I suppose you can stay in the lakeside cabin. It's not in much demand these days on account of the wind off the lake and, well, the threat of death by hypothermia.
Thanks, Mr. Johnson. That'll be great. Once we get the fire going, we can start chopping a hole in the ice for the swimming.
You know, I'm afraid we don't have a sauna here.
Good thing. What do you think I look like? I'm made of money? No. I figure if the water is refreshing after having a sauna, it must be even more refreshing after not having a sauna. Come on, Lindsay. Let's go stomp a path down to the cabin. Oh.
Excuse me. Was it Frank?
Yeah.
You doing okay?
Well, I almost got this thing busted up now.
No. I mean generally. Are you okay generally?
Yeah, I think so. I know Kathy comes across a little brassy, but she means well. I mean, I'd be lost without her. I booked us in a hotel in town tomorrow night. We ought to be good and cold by then. This is pretty much how we have to work every vacation. She comes up with some scheme, and then I plan a shadow vacation, and when she's not looking. Ever since Lindsay was little and wanted to go to Universal Studios in Hollywood, we went to Cable Access TV Studios in White Bear Lake. But I made sure Lindsay got to go to the Mall of America, and it worked out, and Kathy ended up loving it because of all the coins she picked up on the floor. Hey, we're still married.
Well, I guess you do what you gotta do, right? I mean, there's a reason I had to give up my life as a rodeo clown, and her name is Mrs. Johnson.
Hey, that reminds me of the time Kathy thought she could have her own rodeo to save money on tickets. There was a hole in the fence down at the stockyards. So we were looking into the...
I thought if you were going to drag me out into the woods, I'd at least have the chance to have a summer romance, and it's too cold for that. All the young people are still in school.
Now, sweetie, you'll just have to have an early spring romance. Well, look over there. Not so bad, huh?
What? The person in the snowsuit knocking icicles off their gutters? You can't even tell if it's a boy or a girl.
Now, dear, your father and I would love you either way.
Mom, jeez, why can't we just go on a vacation in the summer? I'm missing school for this. Why is saving money such a big deal?
Precious memories, Lindsay. You need anecdotes. I'm giving you the gift that never stops giving, mommy issues. My mom used to spend money like a maniac. We had kitchen gadgets that organized our kitchen gadgets. At one point, our entire family's net worth was concentrated in shoes. If I raised you normal, you'd just be a well-adjusted young woman who lives in the suburbs. There's more to life than that, dear. You gotta have some drive. This will keep you on your toes. I love you, baby girl. You're getting to be such a beautiful, intelligent, neurotic woman. And I'm so proud of you.
Oh, Mom, I love you too.
Good deal. Now let's go burn that piano. Frank, get the hamburger grease out of the glove compartment.
Yeah.
It's time to torch that puppy.
I'll be right there, Mom.
All right, sweetie. Frank, where are my oily rags?
I'm getting them.
I guess it's not so bad down here by the lake. It's so peaceful. The snow is so pretty.